Friday morning, Big Show Friday. That means we're live on the phone with our great friend Joe Smith. Smitty, happy Friday. Hot Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Hot Friday to you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm good. Getting ready for a busy weekend. My wife's birthday is Saturday.
That's right.
So I've got to get the troops rounded up today. It's a hot day, so that means we can get into the mall and raise havoc and heck there and get everything ready for Mom's big day tomorrow. But that's our indoor event for today. But we'll have to go to the pool first. I'll have to wear them down. I don't want them in full energy pack at the mall, because then they'll want to buy the entire place, and that's not.
Yeah, I got you. And anniversary coming up, isn't it?
Yes, next week. So we have. This is always a busy time of year. This little 7-day stretch for us, but exciting, nonetheless. But you know who's exciting, Joe? Speaking of anniversaries, this time last year I was talking about Lily King and the new lumber she needed for her trophy room. Geez,
right.
her and Don Fisher should get together and go to Lumber Liquidators for all the all the hardware they're picking up these days. But it is Lily back in the spotlight, and there's no questioning why. She is winning everything again.
The incomparable Lily King. You know, head coach Ray Lewis couldn't have said it any better. Lily has, in 3 years, cemented herself as one of the best female athletes in Indiana University history. Right on there, Ray. Back-to-back Big Ten now. Female of the Year honors for Lily. Only the third person, man or woman, to win the honor in back-to-back seasons. And the scary thing, she's got her senior year left to add to all of her hardware. Accomplishments, well, it's a resume today that beats all. Two-time Olympic gold medalist, 8-time world champion in 6 different events, including relays. Heck, she's number one still now in the world in her favorite individual event, the 100 breaststroke, as we roll into June. 6-time NCAA champion, 12-time Big Ten champion and counting. 4-time All-American, helping the Hoosiers, if you'll remember, last winter. Plays 8th overall at the last NCAA event that we had. That was the 3rd straight top 10 finish, by the way, for IU. Out of Evansville, Indiana, Lily King became the first woman in IU history to be named a Big Ten Athlete of the Year, joining an elite list of some Hoosiers and some great ones in other sports: Jim Spivey, Sunder Nick, Steve Alford, Anthony Thompson, and Derek Truitt. Congrats to Lily King. Well, as it turned out, Thursday, Tiger Woods wasn't the only pro with the new putter. You talk about an eventful morning Thursday for a local Craig Bowden participating in this week's U.S. Senior Open out in Colorado Springs, Colorado. To Craig's surprise, someone lifted his prized Odyssey putter from his bag from the storage area at the Brookmore Country Club prior to his opening round yesterday. What the heck? What do we got going on here? Come on now. Craig then borrowed a ping putter from a member of the country club. He goes out, fires an even round par 72, finishing in a tie for 26, headed into his late afternoon tee time here in round 2 today, trying to make the cut, low 60 in ties, following today's action. You know, Craig didn't have a 3-putt yesterday with that new putter, the opening round, and, you know, the borrowed flat stick really helped him out. He had 15 pars, a birdie, a double bogey, and a bogey in round 1. You know, Craig can hit him straight, and he missed only one fairway yesterday and recorded 12 greens in regulation. So congrats to Craig for overcoming some adversity, and we wish him well trying to make the cut in the U.S. Senior Men's Open. By the way, rising IU freshman-to-be, Matty Ditto, sits a T4 after a plus 173 in the second round of the Women's State Am. They're playing the Hillview Country Club course up in Franklin. Former South Panther and IU junior Emma Fisher at a 77. She's in a 5-way tie for 30th heading into the final round today. A local note, we're still a weekend away from match play, but still needed our golfers to post a stroke score if you're playing in the other flighted divisions, and you have until Sunday night out at the clubhouse at Cascade, which is obviously hosting the 90th annual event. Junior boys and girls, no fee. $15, though, for regular men and women's play. So FYI there. Well, the Reds' winning streak over as Milwaukee. Well, they've just got to stranglehold on the Reds as they beat them for the fourth consecutive game at the Great American Ballpark. And Eric Thames, who has murdered Reds pitching with the long balls, hit a three-run shot in the top of the seventh last night in that 6-4 loss. The Reds now have lost six in a row against the Brewers, so Sal Romano will try to fix that tonight. First pitch at 7:10, pregame at 7 right here. Romano looking for his fifth win. I'm Joe Smith.
And Joe, I told everybody earlier, Thames has hit 462,818 home runs against the Reds in the last 2 years. He's 2-for-2 career against Garrett with two home runs. I know Garrett got – it's lefty on lefty, but it's always been lefty on lefty, and he still hit home runs on him. That was a tough one because that was a Reds problem. That we haven't seen a lot of Reds problems lately. It's been, the Albies kid hits a two-iron Monday night. Okay, you tip your cap to him. Nice job. But the Reds got in the Reds' way a little bit last night. I think you might have wanted to go to the pen there to avoid that matchup. But now it's not going to happen a fourth time in a row, right, Joe? It's been happening.
Well, I would like to think so. I mean, you're talking about Amir Garrett, who he tattooed that ball off of last night in the seventh inning. And you know, Tim's had been on the DL for a number of weeks for Milwaukee, and he has been leading off. Let's see.
He led off. His only hit. Three-run home run.
And again, three of his 10 home runs this year have been against the Reds. So you may be off in calculating the 4,680 home runs that he's hit in his career against Cincinnati. Yeah, he is leading off in the Brewers lineup. So we'll see if Romano can get the job done and steady the ship. And still plenty of time in the weekend to, take the series and continue to move forward in the NL. As the surge to get out of the cellar continues as they're battling Pittsburgh for that cellar spot, or trying to get out of the cellar there.
When you play first-place teams this many games in a row, you're not going to have many mistakes. They'll be punished, and that's what they have to avoid. Joe Smith time, Big Show Friday, the final Friday of June, June 29. Smitty, good morning. How are you? Warming up, aren't we?
I'm fine, my man. Moving along.
It's easy to get moving today. There's no
that's for sure. The arthritis is not hasn't flared up yet.
Everybody's breaking a sweat here before 9 o'clock as I don't want to hit refresh. And I'm not ready for the hot of the day just yet. I'd prefer it's still morning, and we'll do a little radio instead. So we'll say it's 73. It's 75.
Yeah. That's a hot start. Some grass cutting too today, huh?
Man, oh, man. If I wait till Sunday, it's going to take me 3 hours. I'll just stay hydrated. I'll do it in shifts. Go for 30 minutes, go relax for 15, go for 30, relax for 15. Have the golf on in my ear, listen along to see how things are going. And I want to get done for the Reds tonight, Joe, see if they can bounce back. First place week continues. We saw the Braves in Atlanta. The Reds also lost the first game of that series on an 11th inning. Ozzie Albies' home run that won that game for the Braves in extras. But you saw the Reds rally Tuesday and Wednesday to come back, and I think they'll be rallying again against the Brewers. Tough one last night, 6-4, to open that series.
Well, they'll look for something tonight they haven't been able to do at the home Great American Ballpark, starting at 7:10 here on the airwaves, and that's beat Milwaukee. They're 0-4 in Cincinnati and only 1-6 against the Brew Crew this year following that disappointment last night, losing 6-4 and a little momentum stunted, as you will. Looking at the game last night, it was one guy, and he has been a one-man wrecking crew in his career against the Reds, and that's Eric Thames, who unloaded a two-out, two-on, three-run home run in the top of the seventh inning against Amir Garrett, and that was that. Thames has been unbelievable. He's had only three hits this year against the Reds, all three of them have been home runs. Matter of fact, that home run he hit last night, it was the first time this year he's hit a home run against a left-hander. We go back to last summer. He hit 10 out and knocked in 17 in 17 games against the Reds. But get this, in his 20-game career against Cincinnati, he's hit 13 home runs and knocked in 24 runs. Eric Timms. And the last time that Sal Romano faced him was back in April, and guess what? It was 2-0 Milwaukee. Guess what? Eric Timms hit a 2-run home run. So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the guys getting going, and with July approaching, we were mentioning at that time Billy Hamilton, who had a couple of hits last night, batting ninth. Well, a couple of batters in front of him is a guy that Cincinnati now needs to get going once July rolls around, and that's Adam Duvall. You'll remember earlier in the week in that matinee game, he had a key two-run single to highlight a series of taking two out of three from Atlanta with that base hit as Cincinnati came from behind and beat Atlanta. Duvall's got to get going. Guy capable of hitting 35 home runs. He's just not been able to do anything at the plate with consistency throughout the first few months of the season. So that is my man to watch as July rolls around. Tonight, again, Sal Romano against Chase Anderson. Anderson's had good success against Cincinnati. He's 3-1 in his career. And more importantly, he has stopped both Reds' outstanding players who are having outstanding seasons, Eugenio Suarez, who has 59 RBIs and counting, and Scooter Jeanette. But between them, they're only 4 of 20 at the plate against Chase Anderson. So we'll see how he does. Romano, on the other hand, not only losing to Timms and the Brewers back in April, he's 0-4 in his last four starts with a 6.27 ERA. I say that 0-4, 6.27. That's against Milwaukee. So we'll see what happens tonight. Reds lose 6-4. Tonight's another night. Pregame at 7 and first pitch at 7:10, the second game of a four-game series in Cincinnati. Elsewhere, around and about, the Cougar football golf scramble is coming up. We mentioned July. The date this year will be July the 27th. That's a Friday, and it's going to be held down at Stonecrest Golf Club. Laura Bless, the wife of head football coach Scott Bless, who will be starting his 14th year at the helm of the Cougars, in charge of this tournament. The cost is $75 per player. Laura can be reached at laurabless@sbcglobal.net. So she'll take registration and run with it. The proceeds will benefit the North Cougar Football 12th Man Club. And again, the date, it's down at Stonecrest, Friday the 27th of July, the annual Cougar Football Golf Scramble. Well, I mentioned earlier today, Sunday will be the deadline for all golfers not in the championship flights to get their stroke score in to the clubhouse by around 5 o'clock on Sunday if you want to continue playing in the Bloomington tradition, the 90th Annual City Golf Championships, which will start in earnest with a match play next weekend. So women and men, $15. Junior boys and girls, no fee will be charged. Well, we associate July with fireworks and everything. We'll have a little fireworks to start the weekend tonight. The annual show at the Bloomington Speedway, the quarter-mile clay oval. Later tonight after the show, the Race Saver Sprints, the 410 non-wing sprinters, and the modifieds, the hot laps will go at about 6:30. Won't take them long in this weather to warm up, I'll tell you that. Green flag will fall around 7:30. Mentioning racing, we're going racing this weekend, and a new ad making his broadcasting debut, Little Lee, Dale Earnhardt Jr. joins the NBC crew as they will make their debut. NASCAR is moving to the NBC portion of its schedule this weekend at Joliet with Little Lee in the booth. The NBC-affiliated stations will handle the Cup and the Xfinity events for the rest of 2018. So little Dale Earnhardt Jr. action in the broadcast booth. Jeff Gordon was there earlier this year doing a nice job, and it only makes sense. I'm sure Little Lee will do a nice job there in the booth. What's going on around town? Well, we have the IU Junior Open Tennis Tournament opening later today and running through Sunday. That'll be held out at the IU courts. And we have, of course, lots to talk about next week as we recap the weekend with golf, hoping that Craig Bowden makes the cut in the Men's Senior Open out in Colorado Springs. He shot an even par 72 with a borrowed ping putter that he had to use after someone swiped his Odyssey putter out of his bag in the storage room prior to that opening round. But it featured captured 15 pars and a birdie, and Craig sits T26 as we move into the second round. He has a late afternoon tee time today out at the Broadmoor Country Club in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Joe Smith.
All right, Smitty, good stuff as always, and I want to add to the fire. Tomorrow, the Monroe County History Center will be hosting a reception and exhibit opening at 9:30 a.m. That's tomorrow, June 30th, with this year being the 90th annual Bloomington City Golf Tournament. The event will focus on the storied history of the tournament, says Chris Williams brought that up. I wanted to make sure everybody knows about that tomorrow morning. Cascades Golf, the famed Walter Hagen Horton Smith exhibition that took place in the fall of 1929. There'll be a bunch of memorabilia on display. It opens tomorrow. It's going to run for a few months, so if you can't make it over there, you can see the city golf tournament history of it on display at the Monroe County History Center. That's a really neat idea.
Yeah, and Chris knows his way around the circuit. He'll be, you know, he'll go in as the top seed, being the defending champion once we get rolling with match play, and he's won the tournament three times.
Yeah, knows a little bit about that course. And it's great, though, to see the history moving on. The Masters isn't 90 years old, Joe. The city tournament is. So that just kind of puts that in an interesting perspective.
Oh, I know it.
Man, Mick Renheisen gave me that math lesson the other day. I was like, that's a good point. I didn't even think about looking at it that way. Tiger Woods has birdied his first hole. The PGA Tour is in Bethesda, Maryland, the TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm. The Quicken Loans National two-course records yesterday, 63 by J.J. Spawn and Andrew Landry. Spawn's on the course. Landry goes later. CT Pan making a move this morning. He's 2-under through 6. So we'll keep an eye on the Tiger Watch on the weekend as well. Go Reds, 7 o'clock tonight. And as you mentioned, we'll have a very busy Monday. So stay hydrated properly this weekend, will you please?
All right, you especially cutting that grass.
I will.
I'm busy, by the way. I'd help you out with the trim, but I think you'll be able to do it.
You're good. I want you to watch the make sure the air conditioner is working all weekend. That's what I want
I will.
You to do.
I'll keep a close watch.
All right, we'll get caught up Monday morning. We'll have plenty to do, so get some rest over the weekend.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend. Happy birthday to your beautiful wife, Joanna.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. She's tomorrow, we won't give that number away. That'll be the last time I do radio.
No numbers associated.
Not at all. The mother of my two children, exactly. Big day for her.
It's the thought that counts from old Smitty.
That's right. That's right. And we'll all get together before you know it. All right, good stuff, my man. We'll talk soon.
All righty.
Joe Smith, Monday morning, Friday. Big show Friday, 7:45, 8:45.